Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
402! Hail the Fan in New York City! Tommy Lugauer, Lugie! Here on After Hours. Coming up later this hour, a giant story that does not involve President Donald Trump. That'll be later on this hour. Al and Jerry come your way at 5 a.m. The Knicks are winning this series in five. The Spurs already won their championship. You could see it in the motion. You could see it in the tears from Wemby. This is a young, inexperienced Spurs team that battled back from 3-2 to knock off the defending champs. Their three best players, their three core players that are going to be great for the next 10, 15 years, they're all 23 and under. Their youth will come back to bite them. Their inexperience will come back to bite them. They haven't climbed the ladder. They haven't been through the playoff wars. The Knicks have. The Knicks are battle tested. The Knicks are riding a wave and a momentum of historical fashion, and they've been through the playoff wars. They have the talent. They match up well with Wemby, especially Ananobi. They have the ability to get Wemby in foul trouble. They have more depth than San Antonio. When Wemby is on the bench, I expect the Knicks to take full advantage of that. And the Knicks are just a locomotive. They are a runaway train. They are a buzzsaw. And the Spurs are now standing in their way. See, San Antonio has a very, very, very large window. They can lose this series and win three or four championships, which I expect them to do. They will win championships this core in San Antonio. Just not this year. It's not their time. It is the Knicks' time. It is the Knicks' destiny. They have to win this series. This is the window. This is the time. They're fully healthy, even with Mitch with the broken pinky. They have the depth, they have the momentum, and they're playing as one. They are so connected right now. They are well rested. And I think they are going to smash the Spurs in five to the point where San Antonio will be begging for mercy by the end of it. They'll have their day, San Antonio. They'll have their championships. Wemby will be the toast of the NBA, the face of the league. But the Knicks will break their spirits in this series. They will break their will mentally in this series. And the Knicks will win it in five games. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. So yeah, five, so that would be a Saturday, so the parade would be Monday, which means I get no sleep. That's what that means. I'll be here till 5 a.m., which I drive into work, then I got to go home, drop the car off, and then I'll be at the parade. And then I already checked the schedule. The Yankees are home that night, so I could be on the air at like 10 o'clock. So that gives me a nice little juicy window for the parade. Because it'll start around, what, like 9 a.m., 10 a.m.? And then I don't have to be on the air till 10? Plenty of time. And that's going to be a hoot. That's going to... The Knick parade. Because you got to talk parade. I, for one, have lost twice in the finals as a fan. Losing is not an option. Not only for the Knicks, but for me, for us, as Knick fans. Now that they're here, now that they could taste it, now that they could smell it, now that it's right there in their grasp, it's time to win it. You're catching the Spurs, I think, at the perfect time. If this was 2 years from now, oh boy, that would be troublesome. Because this Spur team's only going to get better and better and better with age and experience. They don't have that right now in their favor. The Knicks do. The Spurs, I think, are still a player or two away from being a complete team. The Knicks roll 10 deep. It's their time, which means it's our time, which means it's parade time. And when you think about parades and you think about what's going to be the biggest parade in this city across the four major sports, my answer was always the Knicks. The drought plays a factor. The idea that this team, the Knicks, unites this city. It's the one team we all root for. I've told this story a lot before, so I'll be quick with it. Subway Series, Citi Field, the Knight Bridges is traded to the Knicks. There was a buzz in the stadium. I'm leaving Citi Field. Met fans, Yankee fans, and you know the deal. When it comes to Met fans and Yankee fans, there'll never be peace. But on that night, there was. Because I heard, walking out of that building, let's go Knicks. Let's go Knicks. Not Mets suck or Yankees suck or let's go Mets or let's go Yankees or Red Sox suck or whatever the case may be. It was let's go Knicks. Because the Knicks unify this city. And then also, it's warm out. So you get Knicks and chicks. You know, warm weather brings out the chicks. And the big event does too. So you get the party of the warm weather, the fact that it's been 50 plus years, the fact that it unifies the city. It will be the biggest parade we've ever seen. Ever. And that's what you should be thinking about. Because this is greatness that we're watching. This 11-game playoff winning streak is greatness. It's something we've never seen before. And in all likelihood, we'll never see again. This could be their one opportunity, this group. And who knows when the Knicks will be back. Could be another 27 years. Could be another 50-plus. Hopefully not. If they lose it, I don't think they will. I think they win it in five. But the goal was to get here. That was the goal. Or I should say that was the bare minimum. That was the bare minimum goal, get to the finals. Now that they're here, you got to go win the whole effing thing. It's that simple. Losing is not an option for the players or the fans. And I think the players will carry that. Like Jalen Brunson gets this. He's now in the finals just like his dad was, the first father-son combo to ever make the finals. Obviously for the same team. Jalen knows the history. He knows what's at stake, not only for him and his legacy, where if he wins a championship, he will be the third greatest Knick of all time. And if I just, if you missed it last segment, I had a fight with the caller. You can go back on the Odyssey app later or rewind function. Hear my words. Jalen Brunson, third greatest Knick. Doesn't mean he necessarily is a better player than Patrick Ewing. Patrick was a great player on both ends of the floor. Jalen Brunson can't defend at all. Who's a better baseball player, Derek Jeter or A-Rod? I'll help you out. A-Rod. Easy. I don't even have to. A-Rod is way better than Derek Jeter. Baseball player. Talent-wise. Better Yankee? Jeter. By large margin. Because of the championships. Derek Jeter, better Yankee than Aaron Judge. Is Derek Jeter a better baseball player than Aaron Judge? No. And that's exactly what Jalen Brunson is. He's like the Derek Jeter of the Knicks. I think that's a great comp, as I just said it. But no, it's true, though. Especially if he wins the chip. I love Patrick. I love the 90s Knicks, but I'm ready to let go of the 90s Knicks. I'm ready, like Rose was in the Titanic, to throw that stupid medallion into the bottom of the freaking ocean and move on from it. We've had to carry these chains like Jacob Marley forever with these 90s Knicks, and I had to hear about it. They never won. It's time for a parade. It is time for a championship. And the man that is responsible for that and delivering that and started this is Brunson. And I was critical, that has been well documented, of, and will, I'm sure, continue to be well documented, which is fine. Those idiots on the midday show could have a t-shirt. I'll have a championship. I shouldn't call it the midday show. Evan and Tiki. You know I love them. But it's accurate. I was critical of the Brunson move because I didn't think he was a star. Boy, was I wrong. And, you know, at the time, I guess I could try to say, well, at the time he wasn't, and he wasn't, but it doesn't matter because now he is. That's all that matters. That's all I care about. Happy to be wrong in that spot. Because it means that the franchise and the team that I love is now 4 wins away from a championship. And I love the 90s Knicks. I love Patrick Ewing. Patrick Ewing was my favorite athlete growing up. I idolized Patrick Ewing. Bar none, my favorite player. But he didn't win. And for how great of a player as he was on both ends of the floor, he didn't win. And those 90s Knicks teams, both iterations, obviously the one earlier with the likes of Oakley and Starks, and then the second iteration with Camby and LJ and Houston and Spree. Neither won. This team now feels like the team that's going to win. And they are staring at a generational player in Wemby. They are staring at a super talented team. But they're catching them at the right time. They're catching them in the right year where they don't have the experience. They're not ready to win. Did you see the way they were reacting on Saturday? Tears in their eyes? Better wipe those tears because you got an NBA Finals coming up here. You didn't win the championship on Saturday. But it sure as hell felt like it based on the way they were reacting. Coming back from 3-2, which I told you last week. I said if the Spurs come back to win this series, they will not be able to pivot mentally. They're not ready to do that. They just don't have the experience. Same with their coach. I mean, Mitch Johnson, it's not like he's been around forever. If they had Popovich, who maybe can kind of steer this young team in the right place, their coach is inexperienced too as a head coach. Mike Brown has experience. He's been to this stage before. Mikal Bridges has been to this stage before. This group has been through the playoff wars. And I think OG Anunoby is a great matchup on Wemby. Great. I think he will take full advantage. Like defensively, he'll be able to lock Wemby up. And Mitchell Robinson, you could throw at him. And I expect Mitchell Robinson to play. I'm sorry. I mean, this idea, and the Knicks are going to play it off like, oh, we'll see nothing. Well, you know what we're going to see? Him on the court. That's what we're going to see because he's not going to not play in the finals because he has a broken pinky. So the Knicks and Mike Brown could tell you all they want. They could play all the games, which I get it because they don't want to tell their opponent that Mitchell Robinson's going to play. But if the Spurs have half a brain, and I'd imagine they would, they know Mitchell Robinson's going to play. And honestly, it might help his free throw shooting. It might be like a Henry Rowland farter in Rookie of the Year when he broke his arm and then he could throw 98 miles an hour and he was on the Cubs. Maybe this is the thing that gets Mitchell Robinson hot at the free throw line. Certainly can't get any worse. Losing is not an option. It's not. Not for the players, not for us as fans. 0-2 for me. 0-2. I couldn't even fathom an 0-3. Like, I'm thinking about the parade, like, every day. I'm thinking about what day it's going to be, what my shift is the night before. All right, I'm going to be here. I'm going to meet up with this friend and that friend. I got to do this. I got to wear that. That's all I'm thinking about. Rightfully so. I'm not biting my fingernails. I have a red-hot basketball team with a ton of experience and a ton of depth. That, yeah, reminds you of that Mavs team that won a championship. Yeah, that reminds you of those Pistons teams. The ones with Ben Wallace and Rip Hamilton. That one, not the Bad Boys. Who perhaps didn't have the best player on the floor, but they had the best team on the floor. Teams win the championships, not a player. And I think the Knicks are more of a team at this point than a San Antonio group that is learning and becoming that team right before our eyes and are going to be fixtures in the finals for years and years and years and years, barring any kind of catastrophic injuries. They're that good, they're that talented, and they're that young. Like I said, Dylan Harper was 19 years old most of the season. Castle's, what, 22? Wemby's 23, right around that age? Very young. Too young to be in this spot. And they're getting a grizzled, gritty, veteran group in the Knicks that are there for not only business, but personal because of what happened 27 years ago. For the name on the front of that jersey. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It's After Hours. It is Lugie in the Late Night here on The Fan. Tommy Lugauer. Let's go to Jerry in Florida. What's up, Jerry?
So I've been a Knicks fan since the 50s. And I tell you, they're going to win in five, and I'm going to tell you why.
I love the confidence, by the way.
The championship team in the 70s faced generational players.
Sure.
Wilt Chamberlain.
Yep.
Wilt Chamberlain, Elgin Baylor, yep. And Jerry West.
Three of the all-time greats, for sure.
And Ananobi is Dave DeBuscher.
Well, I think more of a modern comp would be a Kawhi Leonard. You know, you say he's a poor man's Kawhi Leonard. Look, he's terrific defensively. We know that. And offensively, he could get buckets through the threes. And I think he could attack the basket and take a lot of Wemby's attention away. And whether it's foul trouble or getting Wemby off of the paint and having to guard the 3-point line with Cat or Hart or OG is going to be a huge factor in this series, Jerry.
So I was a season ticket holder for 30 years, and
well, what happened? You'd be making 10 grand a ticket now if you were still a season ticket holder.
I would.
You were probably a season ticket holder when it was a nickel to go to Madison Square. Now it's 10 grand you could get for one of these games. Probably you should have got back into business. You should have went halvesies with Evan.
I went to games for 50 cents.
No, you didn't. Seriously? I made that 50 cents to go to the game?
I did. And when you were a student in New York City.
Oh, you get a little student price. A little 50 cents.
A GM card.
Think about this, Jerry. Think about this. Now, obviously, you didn't go for the finals, but for 50 cents. You lived in a time where it was 50 cents to go to Madison Square Garden. The get-in price for these playoff games are in the thousands for this NBA Finals games. Thousands. 50 cents, thousands. Think about how far we've come as far as prices.
I had two seats. I sat about a third of the way up.
Well, what do you mean you had two seats? Would you sit in both of them? Who would you have? Somebody that went with you? What do you mean you had two seats? You're only one person. You had a friend that went to the game with you?
Well, I went with my son. I went with my
beautiful.
Wife.
Okay. Very nice. Okay, so family affair. So you and your family would go to these games for a nickel.
In the bad years, we couldn't give our tickets away.
No, I mean the bad years. Yeah, think about even if you were a Knicks season ticket holder before the kind of Tibbs and Brunson and Randall. Like you said, the Kevin Knox years, Jerome James, it was awful. It was awful. Nobody wanted to go to the Garden unless it was for you were a tourist. You were from Germany or something, and you're here to see a Knick game.
Nobody went. And I'll tell you, Brunson?
Yeah.
Brunson, he's Walt Frazier. He's Walt Frazier.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Look, the fact that he's even in the conversation, I appreciate it. And this is where anybody that wants to run to the defense of Patrick Ewing. Patrick Ewing is on a list with all-time great Knicks that are in the Hall of Fame, that have won championships. That tells you all you need to know about Patrick. The fact that he's even there with Walt and with Willis and with DeBuscher and with the Pearl, that tells you all you need to know about the greatness of Patrick Ewing. But the bottom line is this, if Brunson wins, he passes him on the list. There's no arguing the other side. To me, it's a slam dunk close case or whatever the hell the word is. Open and shut case. Sorry, I'm all fired up. It is what it is. You're getting me shot out of a cannon here. How could I not be? The basketball team I love is in the finals, and we're going to have all week now and these couple days to just get ready for it, to break it down, to preview it, go through all the ins and outs, and then obviously Wednesday night, it gets going. And I'll be on the air after the Yankee game, probably, I would guess, around the fourth quarter of the Knicks game. So hopefully the Knicks are up 40. Makes my life a lot easier. So I have to sit here and twist in the wind while I'm watching it, which is not easy to do. I know, play the world's smallest violin. I'm just saying, it's not the easiest thing in the world. Not easy what he did there, Michael. It's not easy. I mean, you're sitting there, you're watching the game, you're trying to talk. Let me talk about the Yankees while the Knicks are, you know, up 2 with 4 minutes left in the game. Where was I? Yes. So, very big week here. Very big week. And I'm very excited for it. I'm fired up for it. We all should be. But yeah, you just heard from that fellow there. 50 cents to go to the Garden. And now, game 6. This is just pure guessing. Because right now it's $5,000 get-in price for a game 6. What's the get-in price if that's the clincher for the Knicks? $10,000? 10 G's. It's a lot of boxes of ZD. And people will pay it. $10,000. I know Evan wanted to be there for that one. I could tell. I just feel like we're working through him all the years that he would want to be there for that. I don't know how he could pay. I mean, he's a millionaire anyway. I don't want to touch his money, but we all know that. He's got $1 million in his shoebox under his bed. Who's he kidding? Still, I don't know how you don't sell those tickets. He better hope his wife doesn't know how much those tickets cost. She's got to know to some degree. I think you got to sell them. I get it's a massive New York sports moment. And that goes, look, if you are a Knicks season ticket holder, you go to the game. Let me just start out by saying that. I'm not going to bury the lead. You go to the game. But if you can make tens of thousands of dollars, it's at least pause for, I can make all that money and then just watch the game on the couch and then go to the parade. Parade's free. And I'll be $20,000, $30,000 richer. I'd go to the game, but still, and it all depends on your finances and where you're at in life. What if you're a young couple with a young baby at home? Huh. You can make a lot of money. It's a very... Look, I get it. It's a sports team. You want to be there. But you're still there in Spirit. And you don't have to fly on Spirit if you have to. Although they don't even exist anymore. If you have $30,000. And I'm just throwing numbers out there. I don't think there's a cap or a limit on what those tickets will cost. We could try to sit here and speculate. We can make jokes about it. We could try to have fun. Oh, it'll be this. Oh, it'll be that. I don't really know for sure. You don't really know for sure. We won't know for sure until it gets there, because we're talking about an all-time New York City event. And the fact that the get-ins now for that game 6 would be $5,000 right around, I think it'll be, because when it becomes a realization, because you know how there are probably some fans. Well, number one, once you know that's the clincher, it just changes the entire outlook of that game and as far as a price for it. And it's a weekend, so you're not going to church before the game. Well, you might, but I think it's a Saturday. Some people go to church on Saturdays, but you know what I mean? You can get gassed up before the game. And then you're out all night. Which for some people they don't want to do, but I know for me at least, I mean, how could you not? It's going to be insane. And you got the World Cup going on at some point here. It's going to be an intersect here. Crazy. Crazy. But yeah, I think if you're at a certain point in life and you can just say, you know what? I want to be here for this. I'll let that money be that money and I'll let it go. And I just want to be there for the game. But what if you're, you know, you got a wife and kid, and you know, honey, I got to go to this Knick game. Okay. But we could sell our tickets for like $20,000. You're nuts. $20,000. 20 grand, we could send our kid to a semester at Syracuse. Probably not even for 20 grand. That's a meal plan in college these days. That's a lot of money. Like we've talked about all night, if you're listening to my voice right now and you got some spare change and you can afford it, go to San Antonio. You can get a flight, you can get a hotel, you can get a steak dinner, you can get, if you get involved in alcohol, you could get a nice bottle of wine with the steak, you can party afterwards, you could rent a car. If you fly to, let's say, Houston and drive to San Antonio, you could do all of that for less money than it would be to buy a ticket at MSG. Less. And think about all you're getting for it. You're getting steak, you're getting booze, you're getting to see another city, you're getting to invade a building. So I know there are a lot of Knicks fans that are probably thinking about doing that. I would suggest it for sure, because you're not spending nothing. It's money, it's a vacation, but it's still less than if you were going to Madison Square Garden. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is after hours. I got you for another 35 minutes or so here before Al and Jerry come your way at 5 a.m. So we'll wrap up with some of your calls later on this hour as well. We will get into, briefly, something that's going on with the Giants and a possible reunion with Odell Beckham Jr. The phone number to join the conversation, 888-808-1019. It is after hours. Tommy Lugauer, Lugie in the Late Night, here on The Fan.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55 plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da! If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get two phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet rely on 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
4:32 here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer. It is after hours here on The Fan. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. You know, my main man, Ben Stiller, got some heat when he went to the Met Gala over a Knicks playoff game. And I came to his defense then because If you follow Ben Stiller, not just seeing him at the games, but if you follow him on social media, this guy will tweet about the Knicks. Forget about in the regular season, which he does all the time. During the summer league, he's tweeting about the Knicks. The summer league. Hi, Evan Roberts would like a word with you. He is tweeting during the summer league. That's as diehard as it gets. And I bring this up because it's, what, 4:30 in the morning? And Ben Stiller's tweeting about the Knicks right now. It's 4:30 in the morning. Now, maybe he's shooting something in his New York City. Who knows what he's up to? I mean, I have no idea. He's probably listening to After Hours. You know he's a huge fan of mine. But
you should tweet at him to call the show.
Yeah, call in right now. He's tweeting about the Knicks and the court that we discussed earlier. Because they have now unveiled the courts, which is the Larry O'Brien trophy with the Knicks emblem, finals, and it is emotional. I mean, this is going to look sweet on TV. If you are in the building, and you know Ben will be, it's going to look amazing in person. It's just, it's Knicks fever across the board here. Whether you, and that's part of what makes this franchise so epic. Not just the passion and the energy. You see it outside Madison Square Garden. You've seen it, you know, we all know and I was at that game when they beat the Celtics, I want to say in double overtime, and it was that the side talk videos and everybody was just going crazy. That was the first game of the season. And obviously when the Knicks clinched to go to the finals, it was bedlam, it was mayhem on the streets. Can you even imagine when they clinch this? And I think they will in five, when they win the whole damn thing in five games. But it's not just that, the energy, the electricity, the team that unifies the city, but also the celebrities. It's New York City. It's the greatest city in the world. It's an arena right in the middle of that greatest city. So you get all, I mean, Donald Trump might be there. Jackson Dart sitting next to him? I kid. All good. Speaking of the Giants, we'll get into a possible reunion with a former Giant and the Giants coming up a little bit later on this hour. But first, your calls, 888-808-1019. That is the phone number to join the conversation. Let's go to Steve out on Long Island. What's up, Steve?
Hey, Rudy.
Hey.
I've been a Knicks fan since 1968. You want to talk about Ben Stiller? When I was younger, when I was rabid, I was obsessed with Walt Frazier and DeBuscher.
Yeah, but were you getting up at 4:30 in the morning, though, to show that crazy? Like, 4:30 in the morning?
No.
Yeah, that's what I mean, Steve. You were probably getting up at, like, 9 a.m., 10 a.m., sleeping at noon.
Well, perhaps if there was some type of medium back then.
I guess there really wasn't. Would you have, like, maybe a cup with a string on the other end of it or a carrier pigeon?
Right. There was nothing to discuss at 4:30 in the morning back then. But my point is this. The Knicks lost me. They've been, just as you've mentioned, as everyone's mentioned, they've been so bad.
They didn't get you back, though, over the last couple of years?
They didn't get me back.
Why not?
Now, because I don't enjoy this NBA anymore.
But listen, things evolve, things change. The talent level now is better than it's ever been in the league. I understand if you don't like the three-pointers or some of the flopping that goes around, but as far as the talent, and look, the Knicks are back. They're back in the finals. I mean, this is the time, Steve, to get back on board here.
Well, I can't deal with traveling. These guys are taking four steps.
Well, they've been traveling for decades in the NBA,
No, they haven't.
Yes,
they have.
They were traveling in the 90s all the time.
Not like this.
Yeah, but Steve, you're not going to watch sports because you think someone's traveling. Don't you think that's probably an odd hill to die on?
It's not a question of dying on a hill.
Well, yes, it is. You're not watching the sport because you think somebody is taking seven steps. Who cares how many steps they take?
I only watched. I played ball.
Yeah, but what does that have to? But it doesn't matter if you played ball. Steve-O. The team is four wins away from a championship, and with all due respect, I mean, you should jump back on board here and stop worrying about traveling and the way they play the game. They've been playing this style of basketball with traveling forever, and the game is what it is now. It's a modern style. There's more offense. There's more explosion. There's more excitement. There's certainly more offense, but there's also going to be plenty of defense in this series. I think it's going to be fantastic. I think this is the time, Steve, number one, to get a Twitter account, and number two, you're up now anyway, to be like Ben Stiller and tweet out at 4:30 in the morning your appreciation for this style of basketball and the Knicks. It's time to jump back on board here, baby.
I have a lot of appreciation for Leon Rose. I think he's done a masterful job creating this team.
I feel a butt coming.
He's better than general managers that the Knicks have had.
Oh, yeah, that's by a long shot, of course. Yeah, absolutely.
He's, So I have a lot of appreciation for him. I think Brunson is a throwback player. Tremendous.
Absolutely.
Not a great talent, not athletic, just a great basketball player.
Yep, a lot of grit, a lot of toughness, overachiever, for sure.
Right, so I appreciate him. But the game itself, give me Michael Jordan, give me Larry Bird.
Yeah, but you got to see that. Now you watch this era. You know what I mean? Like, when a show ends, you watch a new show. You know what I mean? Like, you can always watch reruns.
If it's a good show, this NBA, and I speak to my peers about it.
Yeah, but Steve, I love you, and I'm not trying to be mean here, but I don't think we should do this NBA stuff here when the team is four wins away from a championship. I don't mean to be rude and disrespectful, but I'm going to be rude and disrespectful. The team is four wins away from a championship. This is not the time to talk about how you don't like the modern-day NBA. I'm sorry. We could perhaps have that conversation in February if you'd like. We could even have it in perhaps late July or early August. You seem like a nice fella. I certainly respect your years of watching the Knicks, but come on. Come on! Thankfully, I didn't play that call or take that call right out of that amazing rejoin. I would have given the morning show 10 minutes of material there. All good. It's fine. I know some people have that mindset of, this is not the basketball I grew up on. Well, I don't know what to tell you. There's an old phrase. You either adapt to stuff or you get left behind. I grew up in the 90s. I love the 90s Knicks and the basketball that they played. But now I love this basketball because you know why? This basketball has me four wins away from a championship. I don't care if they take the ball from the inbounds and run it up the court without putting it on the floor once, as long as they win a championship. I don't care if they do a somersault down the court. What do I care? If they take their pants off, doesn't matter to me. Well, I guess they'd be wearing shorts. But you get the idea. As long as they got underoos on, doesn't matter. They're not breaking any laws. I don't think, at least. They're running around in the birthday suit out there. What does it matter to me? They got to make me be the bad guy there. But it's just the reality of it. Have to put a stop to that. To have a little fun with you, but we can't. We're not looking to... The team is 3 days away from playing game one of the NBA Finals. We're not going to besmirch the modern-day NBA. And if the league was... If it was so bad, then why is it thousands of dollars to go to the games? And the ratings are going to be through the roof if it's so bad. Well, you either have MJ. Speaking of traveling, I've seen flights that are shorter than the traveling MJ used to do. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. OG Anunoby is the perfect matchup to stop Wemby. OG Anunoby is going to break Wemby. He's going to break his spirit. He's going to break his will. You know, OG Anunoby is Kawhi Leonard. You know, he certainly is Kawhi in his prime. And things truly changed for this Knicks team when they traded for OG. Just look at their record when he's on the floor compared to when he's not. And one of the big reasons why I'm so cocky and confident about the Knicks winning this series and winning this series in five is because I think OG is going to bully Wemby. He's going to push Wemby around. He's going to break Wemby, the spirit of Wemby, the will of Wemby. Wemby's going to have his moment. He's going to have his championships. He's going to be the face of this league. But his time isn't now. And he's not going up against a Thunder team that laid down and was afraid of him. Chet Holmgren was afraid of Wemby. He did not want the smoke. You know what? OG wants the smoke. He wants all the smoke. And he's going to break Wemby. He's going to break his will. He's going to break his spirit. He's going to bully and push him around and be physical with him until Wemby begs for mercy. That's the physicality that's coming his way in this series. And it's going to be led by OG Anunoby. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Mike in New Rochelle. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what up, Luke?
Hey, what's up?
No negative Nancy's on the phone, man. Let's keep it positive, bro. Keep it positive. Yo, Knicks, keeping it moving. Something I've never seen before, you know. I've been watching the Knicks since Kiki, man, you know. And we're right there, you know. We're right there. And, you know, let's go, Knicks. You know, keep it positive. Let's go. Four more to go. And speaking of four, four in a row. Let's go Mets, baby.
Love it. And they're four in a row since Alvarado was there. Did I mention that 16 times, Sam? The Mets are four in a row, 4-0 since Jose Alvarado was at Citi Field. And the guy, the Patrick guy, the SquarePants guy, he was around there as well. And the Knicks. The Mets have been playing well ever since he was there as well. But yeah, my Knicks are on a roll, of course, heading into the finals. My Mets are on a roll. So you're getting peak positive Tommy here. And we're going to keep it positive. Positive vibes only for sure when it comes to my basketball team and my baseball team. Now, my football team, and we're not going to talk about what happened on Friday because I already laid it out for you last week. And if you missed it, go back on the podcast. I gave you my thoughts on Dart and Carter and this whole situation with President Trump. But there is a fellow I want to talk about, and we're going to talk about him next, and a guy that might have a reunion lined up here with the Giants. We'll also take your calls on the Knicks. Al and Jerry come your way in 17 minutes on the warm-up show, 888-808-1019. It is After Hours. It is Tommy Lugauer, Lugie in the Late Night here on The Fan.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for UnitedHealthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at UnitedHealthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Baseball has always been a game of inches. Now, it's also a game of seconds. T-Mobile and MLB have teamed up to bring ABS Challenge to all 29 ballparks across the U.S. This isn't a minor upgrade. This is the most significant new technology in the history of the sport, and it's powered by T-Mobile. With every pitch thrown, ABS Challenge uses real-time precision to verify the call, giving them the support they need. No delays, no guesswork, just accuracy at the speed the game demands. Thanks to ABS Challenge, T-Mobile is helping power the moments that define the game. When performance and reliability are non-negotiable, MLB turns to T-Mobile. That's not a coincidence. That's what happens when the most innovative network in the country powers the most data-driven sport in the world. T-Mobile powers MLB's most ambitious technology, and America's best network powers your connection to baseball, home or away, every pitch, every game, every day. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Major League Baseball trademarks and copyrights are used with permission of Major League Baseball. Visit MLB.com. T-Mobile, best mobile network in the U.S. according to Ookla speed test, based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2026. Ookla trademarks used under license and reprinted with permission.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
449 here on The Fan in New York City, Tommy Lugauer. 888-808-1019. That is the phone number to call. Got you for another 10 minutes here on The Fan. Al and Jerry with the warm-up show come your way at that time. We'll get back to your Nick calls in just 1 second. The Fan Focus is presented by Chef IQ. Watch the game, not the grill. Get your gear at chefiq.com. This is according to Jordan Schultz. Odell Beckham Jr. will work out for the Giants on Monday, Monday being today. I've been saying this for, it feels like months, And obviously, Odell worked out with the Giants a few weeks back, give or take. And obviously, nothing came of it. No reunion. I've said it once. I've said it 100 times. I'm going to keep saying it until it happens. The Giants need to reunite with Odell Beckham Jr. He needs to finish his career with the Giants. Darius Slayton is on this team. Jalen Hyatt is on this team. Beckham, even at this stage of his career, is better than both of them. This is the way that it should be for Odell, to end his career with the Giants. We know he has a friendship with Dart. He obviously played under Harbaugh in Baltimore. We know about his career here with the Giants. And he's not that player anymore, obviously. But as a veteran leader and a presence in this locker room for a team that I think is going to the playoffs, they better. Beckham would be a welcomed addition in this wide receiver room. There's clearly mutual interest. They're having him in again for a workout. And if I'm the Giants, this time around, I wouldn't let him out of the building. I would reunite with Beckham. Because to me, when I look at some of the wide receivers on this roster, Odell Beckham Jr. is, even at this stage, even at this age, even though he's past his prime, clearly this is the end for him. This would be the last stop. This would be the way he ends his career, where it started. Even if it's just for the vibes, I'm here for it. It's time. And I've been saying it for weeks and months. It is time for the Giants to reunite with Odell Beckham Jr. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to a call. It is after hours here on The Fan. Let's go to Ed in Manhattan. What's up, Ed?
Loogie, let me tell you something, man. I've been with sleep. You know, you're on fire today, man. You have me laughing. The greats will be proud of you, man. Carlin, Dangerfield, Prior, your material has been A.
Well, I appreciate that. You know what? I would also appreciate the money those guys made. You know what I mean? I've been the starving artist for 20 years here. It's time to make some money like those guys.
Loogie, keep it up, Loogie. You might just get there. But let me tell you something. The guy who called, he said he went to a Madison Square Garden for 50 cents.
Yeah.
I went to Madison Square Garden for probably about a couple of bucks because that was a little later, late 70s, 77, 78. Yeah. Watching guys like Marvin Webster, Larry Demick, Sly Williams, Mike Glenn. Are you kidding me, man? That was bad. But I loved it. I was a kid. I got in.
Yeah, you went to Madison Square Garden. You were at MSG.
Sat all the way up. But I had a great time.
Yeah, you don't know any better when you're a kid. You're just there for the experience.
Exactly. What do you care? You're getting into Madison Square Garden. You got it for a couple of months.
Yeah, but Ed, now imagine now, fast forward all these years later, it's the NBA Finals, but still $5,000 the get-in price, basically. I mean, that's a lot of scuttle. That's a lot.
Absolutely, man. Let me tell you something. I don't know. God bless you if you can, put that kind of money out for a ticket. Hey, if I could do it, I'll do it too, man.
Yeah, absolutely. So, even Eddie, and I appreciate the call. I got to jam in a few more before we get out of here. Yeah, listen, even if you don't, if you can afford it, you do it, no doubt. But even if you can, because there's two different types of affording something. My wife should listen to this conversation I'm about to have, because we can afford some things, but I would prefer for the money to be in my bank account. Like just the other day, I really want a boat. Yeah, great. Get a seventh job. Maybe we can get one. I need that Richard Pryor and Rodney Dangerfield money. But anywho, yeah, some people could just flat out afford that kind of ticket price. And then other people, like, they're just saying, this is the finals. This may never, ever happen again. It hasn't happened in 27 years. I'm gonna drop that cash because I could be a part of something very, very special. And I'm going to do it. And if it's future problems, meaning it's future Tommy. You whip out the plastic, Stacey Augman, the plastic man, and then you just swipe the card, so to speak, and then you pay that money off as you go. It's like a loan. I understand it. And I also understand if you sold your tickets, made some money, and watched on your couch. I wouldn't shame you as a sports fan. I just wouldn't do that. I would not, but I wouldn't shame you if you did. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. The Spurs are going to win multiple championships with Wemby. This team is super talented. Wemby's going to be the face of the league. They're going to have their time. They're going to win their championships. Just not this year. It's not their time. They are ahead of schedule. The Knicks are catching the Spurs at the perfect moment. This was a couple of years from now, I think it would be advantage Spurs. But San Antonio's not ready. It's not their time. Whereas it is the Knicks' time. They are a team of destiny. They are playing the best basketball of any team in the NBA playoffs. They have gone through the wars together. They are battle-tested. They are gritty. They have guts. They have heart. Led by the captain, Jalen Brunson, where everything is on the line for this guy. Legacy. He has an opportunity to be the third best Knick of all time if he wins a championship. That's what it's at stake. The Spurs have their window. They can win a championship in next year, 2 years from now. They can win three or four championships in the next 10 years, and probably will, based on their talent and their age. It's just the first one won't be this year. It won't be at the hands of the Knicks. Losing is not an option. Losing is not an option, both for the players and us as Knicks fans. It is the Knicks' time. They are a team of destiny. The Spurs will own the NBA. The Spurs will own the NBA. Just not yet. And what a feather in the cap of the Knicks, where we as Knicks fans and the Knicks players could always say, yeah, that Wemby was great. That Spurs team was great. They won a lot of championships, but not on our watch. When they faced us, we got the best of them. It's not the Spurs' time. It's the Knicks' time. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Alan, Jerry, come your way in just a couple of minutes here on the warm-up show. So we'll wrap up here with Richie in Queens. Richie, what's up?
I love your enthusiasm.
Thank you.
I think obviously with the Giants, Beckham, if you need Beckham to get you over the hurdle, it's a little scary.
Yeah, maybe I don't think it's to get them over the hump. But, I mean, I just look at this wide receiver room, and I'm like, what are we looking at here? I mean, outside of neighbors, yeah, I know they brought in Mooney and Austin, but high, it's a stiff. And Darius Slayton stinks. So I just see this room, and I go, they can make Beckham at this stage is an upgrade over those guys.
Yeah, it's an upgrade, John, but it's still kind of like with I don't have a lot. It's not solid, you know. I mean,
yeah, but you know what? Then you get rid of him. Then you know what, though? It's low risk because you know what? If he doesn't work out, see you later. I don't think that the Harbaugh and the Giants would be hesitant to get rid of Beckham if they feel like he doesn't have the goods anymore. I don't think he'll be a malcontent. I think he'll be cool at this stage of his career. I think he'll be thrilled that he's wearing a Giant uniform again. So I'm not worried about that kind of nonsense. But if he can't play anymore, Rich, then you get rid of him. Now, quickly, what do you got on the Knicks here? Yeah, because we only have a minute. Go ahead.
Yeah, the thing with the Knicks, too, you know, and I was on with Moose. My feeling is they've been such a juggernaut. You just wonder, they beat the lower seeds. They were on such a roll. You just wonder how good they are at this point. And versus another team.
But you know what, though? They're on a roll, though. And I think when you know this, Rich, from watching sports all these years. When you have momentum on your side, and you are riding that wave of momentum, you can do special things. And even if you feel like, and yes, they are going to the deep end of the pool, they're playing the best team that they're going to see all playoffs long. And they're coming off another long rest period where we saw them rusty in game one against the Cavs. But when you have this type of momentum and you are playing elite basketball on both ends of the floor and you have the depth and you have the experience and the talent, and the chemistry, continuity, and you are connected as a basketball team, it doesn't matter who you throw in front of you. They would have smoked the Celtics, they would have smoked the Pistons, and they're going to smoke the Spurs. So I'll see you at the parade. All right, that'll do it for me. My thanks to Fleegs, my thanks to all the callers, all the listeners out there. Al and Jerry, they come your way next here on The Fan with the warm-up show, and I will be back later on this evening, 7 p.m., right here on After Hours.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. WFAN, New York.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55 plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da! If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get two phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet rely on 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
When legacy automation starts impacting visibility and downtime, it may be time to consider modernization. Graybar's automation specialists work alongside your team to help you identify risks and map out realistic upgrade paths without unnecessary disruptions. Get started with a free health check of your operations and see what's possible. Yep, Graybar does that.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.